Good magic morning.
Hocus Cadabra.
It's Gino and the Magic Morning Show.
Full moon readings with North Conway's own psychic medium, Sarah Moore, presented by the Premier Home Store. Again, check them out. Their beautiful showroom located right in the Hannaford parking lot here in North Conway next to Lowe's. Can't miss it.
Nope.
And it is the best price, the best place to go for the best prices, furniture, appliances, electronics. They have everything.
They're
in there.
Amazing.
And they're pretty good about getting things that you need, too.
Yeah.
For the most part.
I went in to look at a couch and I said, "What could you get this in a different color?" They're like, "Oh, yeah, let's look at this."
Yeah, it's no problem at all. And they work with many different budgets. They have those lease to own type deals and more. So check them out. Again, that's NorthConwayPremier.com. Let them know that Magic sent you. This is a great one coming in from Jess from Center Conway. She says that lately she's been feeling like someone is with her when she's alone, especially at work. She says she feels like someone is flipping her hair or touching her shoulder. She's wondering if there's somebody with her. If so, if you know who it is. Plus, she says it's been happening since the beginning of the year, and she also thinks she keeps seeing things moving.
Yeah. I actually feel like you have an energy that is not associated with you at all that is attached to you. So it's somebody that's just kind of lost and was like, oh, perfect, there's the light. And they're like, whoop, and they're just hanging out. You're probably feeling more tired than you have been. Your phone probably isn't charging well. Like, your light bulbs are probably going out. What's happening is this is somebody who didn't go all the way to the light, and they're kind of using your energy instead. So it's not going to kill you. They're not malicious. They're just lost. So just ask them to kind of go to the light, like go outside, step outside, and take a big breath in. And when you exhale, imagine energy just going all the way up. When those energies get really bored, that's when things start happening to you, like your electronics that aren't good. So it's not malicious. It's just send it up and away. And you can do that. And if not, shoot me an email and I'll help you, but just they will go to the light easily because they want to go home.
All right, that one goes out to Jess from Center Conway. Brittany from Bartlett texting in. She first off would like to say hello and thank you for doing full moon readings. She sends to say hi to her grandmother who's passed and her baby's in heaven if they can hear her. She just wants them to know how much they love
them. Oh, they know that because you talk to them all the time. So they're all there. And I get like giggly toes and I see like three little kids sitting with all their feet in the middle and like laughing at their feet as they wiggle their toes. You know, when little kids, you sit sort of facing your friend and you bend your knees and then you try to push the other person back a little bit. I get a total joyful, playful feeling. You get that there's a time and a place and that everything happens with perfection. And because of that, you had the grief and the sadness, but you also had acceptance.
Wonderful.
They love that. Thank you for that.
That's excellent. So keep talking to them, Brittany.
They hear you.
We have Paula from Intervale texting in. Her daughter has been struggling with some health issues, wondering if she's going to make a full recovery.
Yeah, she's got belly issues going on right now. She's an empath. She's feeling everything going on in the world around her. Bubble her up. So if you pray, just imagine like God energy around her and or imagine light in her belly and tell her, like, if there's something in her body that doesn't feel good, what does it look like? What does she want it to look like? What color does it feel like? And what color would feel better? Your daughter can visualize things really well. She's a neat kid.
Kelly from Madison texting in says, my mom and best friend passed away suddenly about four and a half years ago, and she hasn't really felt their presence. Doesn't know if there's any closure with them. She's been trying to talk to them. It's been kind of bothering her, wondering if you have any feelings about from either of them.
It's interesting. My ears go a little wonky, but I also think that they aren't around you a whole lot right now. I feel like they went... How do I explain this in a second or two? I feel like they are much more higher evolved souls. And I think that they are looking for other ways for us as humans to do business. And I think that they are traveling to other realms to figure out what do the humans need to know to get them through this very challenging time. Give them like 3 to 6 months and I think you're going to feel them more. But they're not dealing with the human ridiculousness that you and I are. But they'll be back around. I know you're feeling abandoned, and I want to tell you, please don't, because their souls need to do what they're doing right now, but once they get that finished, they'll be right back.
Sounds like Kelly from Madison would be a good candidate to maybe book a session.
Yeah, because...
Go a little deeper.
Yeah, this is a big reading, and like what I said right now is as much as I can get into in the time that I have.
Yes, of course. EnlightenedHorizons.com, too, if you'd like to book a session with Sarah. We got a 90-second break. I promise we'll be back. I know, we're coming down to close to the hour here. It's Magic 104, today's hits.
Thanks for waking up with the Magic Morning Show.